This is Mark Twain Speaks. Kindly listen as Mark Twain performer Don McNeil brings the wit and wisdom of America's favorite humorist to life. Everyone is welcome, and cigar smoking is encouraged.
March the 8th was International Woman's Day. There's a history behind this, a history which I'm guessing very few of you know, so this will be news to you. In 1917, women gained suffrage in Soviet Russia, and March 8th became a national holiday there. It was adopted by the feminist movement around the world around 1967 and was recognized by the United Nations in 1975. I remember on January 11th, 1868, I gave a speech to the Washington Correspondents Club, and I answered to the toast, "Women." And I said something like this: "I do not know why I should be singled out to receive the greatest distinction of the evening, for so the office of replying to the toast of women has been regarded in every age. I do not know why I have received this distinction, unless it be that I am a trifle less homely than the members of this club. Be that as it may, I am proud of the position, and you could not have chosen anyone who would have accepted it more gladly or labored with a heartier good to do the subject more justice than I. Because, sir, I love the sex. I love all the women, irregardless of age or color. Human intellect cannot estimate what we owe to women. She sews on our buttons. She mends our clothes. She ropes us in at church fairs. She confides in us. She tells us whatever she can find out about the trifling private matters of our neighbors. She gives us good advice, and plenty of it. She soothes our aching brows. She bears our children, ours as a general thing. In all relations of life, sir, it has been a just and grateful tribute to women to say of her that she is a rock. Wheresoever you place women, sir, in whatever position or estate, she is an ornament to the place she occupies and a treasure to the world. Look at George Washington's mom as an example. Look at the mother of Washington. She raised a boy that could not tell a lie. Could not tell a lie. But George never had any chance. It might have been different if he had belonged to the Washington Newspaper Correspondents Club. I repeat, sir, that in whatever position you place a woman, she is an ornament to society and a treasure to all the world. As a sweetheart, she has few equals and no superiors. As a cousin, she is convenient. As a wealthy grandmother with an incurable distemper, she is precious. As a wet nurse, she has no equal among men. What, sir, would the people of the earth be without women? They would be scarce, sir, almighty scarce. Then let us cherish her. Let us protect her. Let us give her our support, our encouragement, our sympathy, ourselves, if we get a chance. But jesting aside, woman is lovable, gracious, kind of heart, beautiful, worthy of all respect, of all esteem, of all deference. No one here will refuse to drink her health. Write cordially in this bumper of wine, for each and every one has personally known and loved and honored the very best of them all, his own mother. It seems appropriate to say something about my own mother. My own mother, Jane, was a lover of all animals. I can never remember a time when a stray cat didn't identify my mother as his champion and follow her home knowing he would be cared for to the end of his days. But there's one incident that stays in my mind above all others. One day in St. Louis, my mother walked out into the street and greatly surprised a burly cartman who was beating his horse over the head with the butt of his heavy whip. My mother took the whip away from him and then made such a persuasive appeal on behalf of the ignorant offending animal that he was tripped into saying he was to blame. And also, she made the man promise that he would never beat the horse again, a promise that he would never abuse an animal again. My mother was a champion for all animals, and I felt that today, as we observe International Women's Day, it was the day for me to make that observation about my own mother. In the next podcast, I intend to talk about my wife, Olivia, and that will be the second podcast in which I honor all women. Thank you.